I'm Paul Allen from the Bread and Butter Project. I'm the founder.
Tell us a bit about how it came about, Paul, your story.
Sure. So it all started in February 2011 when my wife and I went over to Maesot, which is a town on the Thai-Burma border. We'd been contacted there by the nuns who had an oven they didn't know how to use. And my friend who was in contact with the nuns knew that I knew how to turn on an oven. So we organised a few things to go over, and including myself and my wife. And for 10 days we spent turning the refugee women from the camps there into bakers. And in the end of the 10 days, three of them were gainfully employed within the orphanage, making bread and then selling it to the Maesot area, which had lots of NGOs, cafes, and so they were crying out for some good bread. That idea was the basic concept for the Bread and Butter Project. And then I came back home and started thinking, well, wouldn't it be great to set up the same sort of thing here? And then I later found out that that thing is called a social enterprise. So it was sort of a few discoveries along the way. And
what's a social enterprise?
A social enterprise is the business whose profits are reinvested back into the mission, our mission being training and employing asylum seekers and refugees in the art of baking.
And you've got five trainees at the moment?
Yep, five trainees at the moment, and that's really driven by production. So the more bread we sell, the more people we help. So as production goes up, we have to hire more people, and those people are trainees that we put through a year-long TAFE-accredited traineeship.
Traineeships and TAFE usually goes from one end of the year to the next. What if you need a trainee mid-year? How does it work? Do you wait for them to start the next year?
Well, what's happening there is TAFE's really working with us, coming out to the bakery and doing on-site courses.
That's amazing. So they can do all their training here?
They can do all their training here, and which makes it really good for not only our workflow, but also for the baker trainers can see exactly what the trainees are learning at the same time and then implement that training on the floor.
It took a while to set up from 2011, but in a way it's not that long. But there are a lot of things that you must have had to consider.
Yeah, I mean, because we came from it, David and I, who own Bourke Street Bakery, came from a business background where normally social enterprises are started by the big S, like social people coming in to the business space and then trying to make a social outcome. Whereas we came up from the other angle, that was really enticing to government and to corporate, and they can see that there's a real business model there that they can make work. So what we
that already
to,
works that in your case.
Yeah, that already works for our case. We know how to bake great bread. And we know how to train people. So what we really had to make sure was that the training program was solid and to make sure that the core of it, which is to put people into sustainable employment, was a success. So without those two things, it's not a success. If we come to the end of a year traineeship with a trainee, not a year, but there's no rush to put that person into a job as soon as the day hits 365. It's about putting them into the right job and then making sure they're in sustainable employment. So our trainee support manager tracks that person post the traineeship for 6 months to make sure they're happy in their employment. So that's a big part of the program.
What's been the most surprising thing working with trainees? I mean, it's one thing to come up with an idea because you've seen it done overseas, but what's it like working with refugees here in Australia that have never had anything to do with bread, in terms of baking anyway?
The other part, I guess, working with refugees is the humility of it. So it is quite humbling being in a room and understanding slowly where the story, the backstory is. So, and the resilience and that part of it is quite amazing. And it's something that you kind of, you realise, but until you're exposed to it, you never really quite emotionally understand it. They've obviously had some issues in their lives. But it's amazing how they really come to this job, and that their work ethic is astonishing. They turn up early and they leave, you know, they leave late. So it's really impressive.
Hello, my name is Haruna Silla.
Tell us about where we are today and what's going on here.
We're in a Bread and Butter Project. Like we make bread here. At this moment we're making baguettes. You know, the baguette bread. Yeah, that's what we're making now.
And there's a lot of dough on the bench. I mean, how many loaves are you doing of baguette?
How many loaves at this moment? Actually, we have to work through with the paperwork, and then the paperwork, the sheet, they will show us everything. It's like how many loaves we've got to make with the weights, everything. Yeah.
And there's some bread being mixed over there. Can you show me how that works?
The few things that I know about the mix is like you're not allowed to put your hands on the hole, otherwise it will take your whole hand because it's kind of dangerous.
Where does the bread get baked? Can you show me there?
actually, after here, they will take it there to the baker. He will come at around 3, yeah, and then to start to bake the bread.
Wow, it's pretty big, isn't it? The ovens,
yeah,
are quite big.
It's massive, yeah, it is.
Is this something that you'd like to learn about how the bread is made from when it's mixed to when it comes out of the oven?
Yeah, that's a really, really good experience. I would love to learn, you know, the whole thing.
How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for like 5 years now, yeah.
And had you found it difficult to find work before now, or...?
To be honest with you, it was really, really hard for me. I don't know if that was with everyone else or for me, I don't know. But it was really, really hard to look for work. And I went to, you know, different places that I wouldn't be able to find a job.
Can you go into the reasons why you came to Australia in the first place?
The reason why I came to Australia is like, I was a refugee. Like I said to you at the first time, my country was in steady, so... At that point, for us, it was very hard for us to stay there because all what we're doing now is like you really, really look for happiness, isn't it? A better life. So that's exactly the reason why we're here. Yeah, my mom, she's the one who applied for me to come to Australia.
Do you worry about your family back home?
I do. I really, really do. And and at some point, whenever I think about them, I would like to work hard and make use of saving, then... trying to do something to make me to be a better person in the future, to be able to help them, because I know how hard is it, because I came from there. I cannot deny that, you know. I know how hard is it. Yeah, it's a huge difference for me, the fact that I'm here, and then, yeah, I see a huge opportunity. Yeah, my life is going nice, good. Like, I wasn't even expecting it at the first place, but, yeah, that's what it is.